the instant of freedom. A prodigious wail escaped the little thing called the Howler. It gobbled at the men carrying it. They raced forward, carried it into the camp of the Shadow Master, Shadow Spinner, while the Watcher in the south was diverted. The Howler remained just long enough to make contact, speak briefly, exchange views, reach an understanding by which he stood to evade the inevitable treachery of Long Shadow, sure to surface the instant the threat from Taglios evaporated. He was long gone when Long Shadow's seekers found him again. The only evidence of his visit was an improvement in Shadow Spinner's condition. Spinner kept that well hidden. Chapter 23. The breeze had shifted. It came from the northeast now, carrying smoke from across the river. I asked Narayan, could we confiscate their wood? There had been suicides all morning.
Unwise, mistress. Interfering might start a rebellion. Your grip isn't that tight.
And likely would never be, unpleasant as I found that truth. Just wishful thinking. Tinkering with customs isn't my mission. Nor his. I had not pressed Narayan about that. I could guess, though. It was implicit in his beliefs. He wanted to bring on the Year of the Skulls. He wanted Kena free. He wanted to become immortal. A deceiver saint.
It's all far away, mistress. What do we do today?
We're approaching that point where assembling an army begins snowballing.
Snowballing?
I'd used Forsberger for snowballing, not thinking. I did not know the Taglian for snow. It did not snow here. Narayan had never seen snow. It starts growing of its own momentum. In another week, 10 days, I'd guess we'll begin getting more recruits than we can handle.
Even with the Radisha against us?
He was convinced the woman was an enemy. That could work for us if we appealed to resentment of the powers that be. Narayan understood. Such resentments brought recruits to the deceivers.
There's less of that than you hope. This isn't your land. My people are very fatalistic.
They were, but they had their handles. There would not be 2,000 men under my standard now otherwise. They'll respond to the right spark. True?
We all will, mistress.
Absolutely. I've provided that spark for you and your friends, haven't I? But how about a spark to fire the masses? One that will make them forget their fear of the Black Company and their objections to a woman commander? I understood why the company was feared now. For his sake, maybe it was best Croker had gone before he figured it out. It would have broken his heart. Narayan had no suggestions. I said, we need an electrifying rumor to hand your brotherhood, to whisper everywhere.
Word should have reached all the Jamadars now, mistress.
Wonderful, Narayan. So every band captain has heard that your Strangler Messiah is come. Assume they'll all believe because the news came from you, famous and honored Master Strangler. My tone was getting sarcastic. How many men will that bring to a standard that needs thousands? I'd rather have your friends stay where they are, as our hands and knives in hiding. Are there other legends I can exploit? Are there other fears?
The Shadow Masters are scary enough, at least in the country, where they remember last year.
True. We were getting volunteers from across the river already, men who'd had no chance to enlist before we marched on Dejagore. The men we had taken down had come from the city or were slaves we had liberated